The American Small Business League is very concerned about mistakes agencies have made sending small business contracts to big companies. Kevin Barron is the Director of Government Affairs for the American Small Business League, and he joins us now live to talk about some of the solutions they're proposing. And let's talk about some of those solutions for big agencies, because there's a lot of this concern. The SBA report that said they were counting big businesses as essentially small. What are some of the ways, what are some of the fixes?
Well, some of the fixes on this coming from a couple of different places. One would be, I think, restoring the budget and staffing at the SBA would be a great start there. We've seen over the past few years the budget has been cut at the Small Business Administration more than any other agency. Their staffing's been greatly reduced, and because of a lot of this, we're seeing a huge lack of oversight that in some sense was once there, perhaps maybe not even where we would like to see it, but as far as that goes, at least bringing their staffing and their budget back up to start with providing some of this oversight would be a good step, as well as I think we need to see at least some legislative solutions that would help solve this problem, closing up some of the loopholes that exist in some of the current laws. And as you pointed out, something that the Washington Post story on this from a few weeks back didn't mention was that there have been over 15 federal investigations since 2003 into this subject. All of them have found abuse, fraud, and loopholes existing in the current laws that have allowed this to continue to happen. And so it's going to take, I think, solutions happening on several fronts to see the end of this. And so where we've come in is trying to work on several of these solutions, and especially some legislative solutions, being able to provide greater oversight and making sure that when an agency issues a small business contract, whether it's a set-aside or if they're counting it towards their small business procurement goals, that it really is ending up in the hands of a small business and not one of these larger Fortune 500 companies.
Are you focusing more on the legislative end of it? And the reason I ask is because when you talk about the budget being cut and the staffing reduced, that's happening a lot throughout the federal government. And considering the state of the economy and considering what's going on with the $700 billion bailout and everything that follows it, I wonder what are the odds that their budget would actually be coming back up? So are you focusing more on the legislative side or more on the financial side?
Yeah, that's a great question. Right now, I think we're tending to focus a bit more on the legislative side, and we're seeing what we can do with that. We have, I like to remain an optimist. So we're having a new administration come in January. We have a new Congress coming in. We're hoping to see some movement in some of these areas. We've been working on a bill with Senator Boxer of California. It's just a draft right now. It has not been introduced or anything, but what it would do is, in some ways, it would close up a lot of these loopholes that exist. We're just keeping it real simple, but really making sure that the definition of a small business, as is stated in the Small Business Act, is one that's independently owned and operated. So we want to make sure that that remains in place, and that would help provide some greater oversight. I think in the legislative arena, we're looking for some legislation that would also provide for greater transparency. We've had to essentially sue the Small Business Administration six different times now through the Freedom of Information Act, seeking data and information on small business contracts that is supposed to, by law, be public information to begin with, yet there's no easy access to that information, and we've had to go to court several times. In fact, they've just appealed the last decision. A federal judge ruled in our favor. They've now appealed it to the Ninth Circuit Court, and this is somewhat of has been an ongoing process for us, and I know in speaking with a lot of members of Congress, as well as a lot of small businesses, they would really like to see a website or a way of just easily accessing some of this contracting data, seeing who's getting the contract and what businesses are being counted as small businesses, and where the taxpayer dollars are going.
When I also continue to hear that the data that comes in is not all that great anyways. You have a little bit of garbage in, garbage out kind of problem going on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That definitely does happen. We go through different sources. We work with a company called FedMine, and they have access to the federal procurement data system Next Generation, which is the raw numbers coming out of the federal government.
Right.
And so with their assistance, we're able to kind of sort through a lot of the data and really kind of pull out to see what we're looking at. And that's how we're able to find, in some cases, some discrepancies between data that may be released from the SBA and data from one of these companies like FedMine. Eagle Eye would be another one that has shown that the data that gets released that they're putting out there isn't always very accurate. I think the Washington Post did a good job in their story a few weeks back of pointing out they took a small sample of only $13 billion worth of small business contracts and found that almost 40% went to Fortune 500 companies, and that's a huge number if you extrapolate that out. So these are some of the situations where we're looking at. We see, our estimate is that every year somewhere between $60 to $100 billion in small business contracts are making their way into the pockets of large firms instead of small businesses. And I think as far as a solution to some of our economic problems goes, fixing this problem would definitely help, at least be a good step forward in shoring up a lot of small businesses in the middle class economy by making sure that those contracts do make it to the intended small businesses that they should.
Are you getting any feedback to some of the solutions that you've been proposing and some of the reports you've been putting out there, or is it too early for that?
I would say it's a bit early at the moment. Right now, we're, as far as some of our legislative solutions go, we're just kind of taking stock of them right now, taking a temperature of members of Congress, seeing what they say. But I definitely, what we've been hearing from a lot of those in Congress is that it's looking like, in some senses, the perfect storm is happening to really move on some of these issues, and especially when it comes to contracting issues like this, because our economy is falling apart right now. And I think in some senses they're looking for various issues that could help, I guess, put together the puzzle that would be a solution. And I think this is definitely one of those pieces that could move our economy back in the right direction. You know, it's become almost cliche now to say that small businesses are the backbone of our economy, but as history has proven time and again, in times of recession, it's small businesses that will drive us out of the recession. And so, you know, we really want to make sure that, especially now more than ever in times like this, that small businesses are getting the contracts that they're supposed to, that they get the protections and the help that they need.
Kevin, we only have like a minute left, but I wanted to ask you, because there have been a couple of rulings that almost go in conflict with one another. There's the so-called rule of two, where GWACs, if there's two small businesses that can do a task order under a GWAC, that they have to, it has to be a set-aside. And then there was the DOD decision that essentially ruled the small business set-aside program sort of unconstitutional.
Yeah.
And it just seems like the mixed messages out there that the agencies must be getting, it seems like it wouldn't help small businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a complete mixed message. I know with the rule of two decision, and then to see the federal court rule in that DOD case, that one in particular is just got us a bit concerned at the moment. And there's been a lot of talks surrounding that they really see that precedent could then hold not only to minority-owned businesses through DOD, but this could also go to women-owned businesses, veteran-owned businesses. Basically, the entire 8A program could be in jeopardy under this ruling. So I'm not sure what the next step on this is now, but I know this is something that we're definitely going to be fighting, because we want to make sure that those small business protections remain in place. And we're just kind of getting our bearings together on this one before moving forward on it. But it definitely, I know, is sending out a really strange mixed message. But we're really scared that with so many problems happening throughout a lot of the small business programs, you throw this one on top where minority-owned business set-asides are now considered unconstitutional. That could be very devastating to the entire small business community. So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes from here. I'm assuming it's going to be appealed, and we'll see what happens with that. But I mean, as far as looking out for any rule changes, looking into these programs, we want to make sure that they do remain in place and that small businesses are able to keep their status as such and get the awards that they should.